Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Lots to talk about. It is the Joe Pags Show. Cray News with Kay on this program. Also, Angela Morabito. She's the former press secretary for the Department of Education. We'll talk to her as well. We've got great stories to get to with them, but also, where did COVID come from? We've all been asking that for, what, 3 years now? Something like that, a little more than 3 years? Where did COVID come from? Remember, a bat bit a pig, that bit a dog, that drank his water at the house, and the kid got into it. It was a fly, maybe it was a mosquito. We're supposed to believe that it jumped from all these animals, from a bat to something else, and suddenly just started... It gained the function of attacking humans somehow. Well, now we're starting to get even more and more mainstream outlets, which should have known this 3 years ago, to say, yeah, it probably came from that lab. Well, that story for you coming up. Also, the reaction from the White House on that story and an awful lot more. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here on a Monday. That's a Motown Monday. Carrie, how's it going?
It's all right. How are you?
About the same. Getting it done. Making it happen. You know how we do. Pull up in the house. Sam is back. Can't see her yet, but she's back. Lab leak. You're not allowed to say that, are you? I mean, it's conspiracy theory if you say lab leak, isn't it?
Anymore.
I thought it was a conspiracy theory. You know what's interesting about conspiracy theories, Carrie?
What's that?
There is no rule that says a conspiracy theory can't be true.
True.
The definition of conspiracy theory is actually pretty interesting. It means that one or more persons conspires together. Or it's a theory that people did conspire to do something and there's no real proof yet that it happened. So we call it a conspiracy because we're assuming that those who conspired, those who allegedly conspired, we don't have rock solid proof that they did it. When it comes to what happened with coronavirus, we all called it coronavirus for a long time until somebody decided, let's call it COVID-19, which means coronavirus disease from 19. That's what COVID is, just an acronym for those words. And 19 is the year that it was discovered. We all think that it was discovered in 20. It wasn't. It was actually in November or December of 19. Some would argue that it was discovered in more like September or October. Either way, from the very beginning, it was hard to believe that a bat could have this and could somehow jump from the bat to human beings. From the very beginning, most of us had never heard of gain of function. Karen, all your years in journalism, had you ever heard of gain of function?
No. I had not.
Me either. Never did. And what is gain of function? Gain of function, very simply stated, means that you're taking a virus that already has this effect on animals or that effect on humans, and you're making it gain the function of adversely affecting humans even more. And the reason that we're given why gain of function is done is because we want to make sure that we get ahead of the mutations that might happen and somehow come with a treatment for it before it actually gains that function naturally. And there is nothing to suggest that coronavirus, SARS-CoV-1, just the original SARS, was going to mutate into COVID-2, which is what COVID-19 is. But the allegation from Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, to Anthony Fauci, we know that Fauci now lied about not funding gain of function at Wuhan. The whole allegation has been that you did this on purpose, making this much more harmful in humans, and now we have to figure out how it got out of the lab. That was the conspiracy theory that had been going around for 2 or 3 years now. Fauci kept on lying and saying that he wasn't. Of course, he was called out on that lie by the same senator, Dr. Rand Paul. Said, no, I've got proof here that you did fund it through this third party. Fauci never said much. That's interesting. Then we have more and more people saying, well, it doesn't make sense that if you were doing gain-of-function research on this virus, the predecessor to this virus, that somehow a bat got it and gave it to a cow that sat on a duck, and then the duck was sold to a family who ate it and got coronavirus. That none of that ever made any sense. And now we've got media outlets far and wide, and I think this broke yesterday, admitting that what we've been saying for the past several years is likely true. Carrie, what do you have?
From Fox News, the U.S. Energy Department has reportedly and newly assessed the COVID-19 pandemic likely originated from an accidental lab leak in China. And the Energy Department, which was previously undecided on the origin of the pandemic, now joins the FBI stance. The coronavirus likely spread due to a mishap at a Chinese laboratory, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. The development was noted in an update to a 2021 document by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines' office, according to the newspaper. The National Intelligence Council and four other agencies assess at low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic originated due to natural transmission from an infected animal, while the CIA and another unnamed agency are undecided. And the updated report maintains a consensus between all the intelligence agencies that the pandemic was not the result of a Chinese bioweapons program. And the Energy Department's view is significant, according to the journal, because it has considerable scientific expertise and oversees a network of U.S. national laboratories, some of which conduct advanced biological research. And people who read the classified report told the journal the Energy Department ranks its new judgment at low confidence, while the FBI ranked its same conclusion in 2021 that the COVID-19 pandemic was the result of an accidental lab leak at moderate confidence and maintains that view.
Okay, let me translate. Yeah, it looks like it came from the lab. They're just going to translate it for you. A lot of words there. Carrie read it perfectly. And then when you ask the government about it, they say things like, there isn't a consensus. Now, Anthony Fauci, who 3 years ago many of you people were bowing to the altar of, I've never trusted this guy. I've been calling him out on every turn because I know how badly he acted when HIV was around. At first in the early 80s. Horrible, horrible guy. I think we're going to find out even more horrible things about this guy. But Fauci is the highest paid government official. Gets paid more money a year than the president of the United States. The president gets about $400,000 a year. Fauci, I think, is $430,000, $435,000, something like that. This guy is a paid liar. He's a shill for the pharmaceutical companies. He has been lying since day one about social distancing, about masking, about taking the shot, not taking the shot, what the shot does or doesn't do, about gain of function. He's been lying about all of it. Either he's been lying about it or he's very overpaid because he's completely incompetent. You decide which one you want it to be. So KJP, your girl KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, who thinks being gay or being intersectional is important in having a job in government, she was asked about this today. What about the lab leak theory? What about the fact that so many are coming out and saying that it was, in fact, from a leak in the lab? What's going to happen now?
Actually, though, I guess what I'm getting at is there was not so long ago a point where anyone asking the question of whether a lab leak was a credible theory that should be looked into. You know, a lot of those people were derided as fringe, you know, conspiracy theorists. So are there lessons learned, you know, looking back about how we discuss theories when we don't have all of the answers?
So here's what I can tell you is the president's commitment to getting to the bottom of this, right? That is what's the most important, so that we can, you know, we can share this with Congress, we can share this with the American people. That is why he asked the IC to do its work. And right now, there is no consensus. There is no consensus. You heard this from Jake Sullivan yesterday. You heard this from my colleague just moments ago. And we are going to do everything that we can. The president is asking his team to do everything that they can to figure out where it originated because of what could potentially happen next, because of the potential of having another pandemic. And I think that's what's most important. That's what the American people should have confidence in, is that you have a president that wants to get to the bottom of this. Go ahead, Kelly.
Kind of crazy answer. Wasn't really an answer. Wanted to know if we should be more careful about attacking theories like you've been doing for a long time, knowing that we really didn't have this conclusion until now. Then she says there isn't a consensus. I think there's pretty close to a consensus at this point. But even further than that, I don't know if you guys listened. Somebody's doing the work. Everybody's doing the work. Everybody's always doing the work in this White House. I don't know what the work means. Nobody will ask, hey, what is that work, by the way? But then towards the end, Carrie, did you hear it?
What?
In case there's another pandemic.
Oh.
Maybe I'm just a naysayer when it comes to this administration because I don't like Biden at all, and I know that he's not really running it. I think Harris is a laughingstock. KJP hired because of her intersectionality. Maybe that's why I have this outlook. But the last thing you want to say to breed confidence in the American people is, in case there's another pandemic. I don't think anybody wanted to hear that today. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that. You could be the most far lefty leftist who disagrees with me politically on everything, but you agree on this. We should not be hearing from the White House that's supposed to be telling us we've got your safety and security in mind, that in case there's another pandemic. I don't think I wanted to hear that today. And then she goes here.
So I do want to speak to Dr. Fauci because the political attacks on someone like Dr. Fauci, who and public officials more broadly, but Dr. Fauci, who has spent his career saving lives, and whether it was the AIDS epidemic or as we are just coming out of this COVID, this once-in-a-generation pandemic, these attacks have been counterproductive. They have not been helpful. This is someone, again, who has spent his almost entire career fighting for the well-being, the health of the American people. And so...
Media sits there. She says something so completely disconnected as, Fauci has saved many lives in his career. And then she brings up AIDS or HIV as if he did something positive there. He didn't. I mean, go and watch Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s movie. They did a movie on this. Go read his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. What he did with AIDS patients was, alleged by this book and this movie, was kill them. And what about testing on children? Which did happen. Look up AZT. Now, as a journalist sitting there, it's your job to say, Corrine, could you expand upon whose life he saved? You say he saved a bunch of lives. Can you tell us whose life he saved? And then when she lies and says something stupid about masking or the shots or whatever, then go back at her and say, wait a second, the adverse effects we weren't told about. Masking doesn't work. We know that. He actually said it would be silly if we all wore masks. We know that men especially are under attack by what this jab is doing to them. Can you please, again, simple question, tell us whose life he saved? And then shut up and let her answer. At that point, she'll refer you to the NIH or somebody else. But these are simple follow-up questions that the first-year journalists out there should be asking. And they're not. One more from KJP. We'll open it up for your phone calls in a second.
Are there any plans for the administration to release an unclassified version of the Energy Department's COVID origin report? And if not, why is the administration choosing to keep that assessment classified?
So again, I'm going to just repeat my National Security Council colleague who said that he don't want to get ahead don't want to confirm a story, so I'm certainly not going to answer that from here. What I can tell you and reiterate from here,
she doesn't want to confirm a story that her colleague just gave everybody. I don't want to confirm the story. The question was simple. Do you plan on releasing an unclassified edition or rendition of this report from the Energy Department?
He has said, as the National Security Advisor has said many times on the airwaves yesterday, which is that the president wants to get to the bottom of this because he thinks it's incredibly important to figure out, to get a sense of where COVID-19 originated from.
Carrie, the question was, do you plan on releasing an unclassified version of this? Did she answer that question?
No, she did not.
Yeah, not even close. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
It's of Motown Monday. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Yep, it's less looking like a theory or a conspiracy theory. It's more looking like it's, in fact, what we all thought for a long time. Let me ask you this. Did anybody really think that it came from a bat that bit a dog or something, that kicked a pony, that somehow the dirt fell into my lemonade, that I drank it, that I got corona? Did anybody really believe that that happened? Nobody really believed that, right? I mean, hopefully you didn't believe that. And again, I only wore a mask when I flew, and I went to a doctor's appointment once, and they required it, and I needed to see the doctor. But other than that, I wasn't wearing a mask. And I don't think you should have either. And your kids should have all been in school. I understand that was the information that they were giving us, so you had to follow as closely as you could. But this turned American against American. This actually hurt the education of our kids. This was not a good thing in any way, shape, or form. And, by the way, now doctors are saying, because we all locked down, we didn't get the herd immunity as fast as we would have otherwise, which is crazy. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Love getting Omaha Steaks at the Pags house. We grill it up, eat it up, broil it, fry it, whatever you got to do. This is incredible stuff. And right now they've got an amazing spring deal for you. Spring is in the air. It means spring grilling is back. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. 50% off site-wide. Grab your favorites like perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken. Decadent desserts as well. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code PAGS at checkout, you're going to get an additional $30 off your order. It's a perfect way to get fired up for spring. Make it happen. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code PAGS, P-A-G-S, at checkout. Take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. Don't miss your chance to save. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code PAGS at checkout and get an additional $30 off. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use code PAGS. Save money right now. Minimum order may be required. We go to the phone line. It's going to be AJ.
Big time Motown Joe PAGS.
AJ, it came from the lab. Are you kidding me?
Motown. Them narcissists, no good, dirty rats. You know, Motown, they bamboozled everybody. All these people, and Dr. Fauci saved lives, right? What about all these people that died when he came on TV and told all them lies? I'm going to ramble on a Monday. And then Trump, they bashed him like a bad habit when he said it came from the lab. Oh, no, you a remember he tried to stop it? And
right.
Oh, you a racist and a xenophobe.
Yep.
Really? Now, the media didn't ask the questions. Now they want to act like, but it was, you know what they did, Motown, real quick. It was all about the elections all the way around.
Of course it
they
was.
They wanted to lock us down, do all this crazy crap. Now the media want to act like, oh, we're going to jump on this now. It's too late. Too many people dead.
Yep.
Y'all treasonous rats. You narcissist knuckleheads. You tore the country down. Boy, I tell you, Motown, I need to be at a bar with you, God dang it, so we can make up some good words.
We would definitely use those words. What's interesting is you nailed it. It was about the election. This was about mail-in balloting. This was about drop boxes in the middle of Houston that were illegal, but still, we're still going to count the votes. This is about doing all you could to stuff the ballot box and get Trump out. This was not about giving us the truth. This is about AJ shouldn't talk to Joe. Joe shouldn't talk to Jose. Jose shouldn't talk to Bob. I mean, this is just the way it was. And they succeeded. You see, they succeeded. And now they're all just slowly but surely going to start admitting that they were lying to us the entire time and pretending like they weren't. It's the weirdest thing.
But wait a minute. What about Katie Hobbs? What about that?
Oh, my God. That is so messed up.
My God. You got to be kidding. Now we know Trump won the election. And my girl, Carrie Lake, she won her election. And wait, Fetterman, is he alive? Where is he at?
We have no
wife leaves and go out of town.
Right, his wife got on a plane and took the kids out of the country. What are we doing here?
Yes!
Man?
Come on, Motown. We've been bamboozled.
Yep.
Get Republicans to get out there and do their job, man, and wake up, doggone it.
Yes, sir.
This country is going to the devil big time.
We love you, AJ.
Love you, man.
All right, man. We'll talk in a bit. AJ's wound up today. We appreciate him. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I don't have time to get into all of it because it's very long. I watched a 42-minute video the other day from the Arizona State, I believe it was the State Senate, where you've got a woman who's testifying in front of the Arizona State Senate making all sorts of ties and allegations between Carrie Hobbs and her family and the drug cartels and laundering money. You've got to go and watch that. It's on Twitter. Give it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.